The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Creator of the 401 math illustration. Which is becoming more and more critical given what's going on in Washington, is the ability for you to control how much of your 401 plan the government actually owns. You may not think of it like that, but they are a partner with you. If you're still on the non-Roth side of the fence, which most plans are, there's probably about 60% of the larger companies that now offer Roth, but like, most Americans would rather have that little current year deduction than understanding what the rest of their life looks like in terms of the taxes they'll pay if they put off defining that amount for the government. And that's where we come in. We show you exactly what that looks like. We help you consider the optimal amounts for the next few years to convert over to the Roth side of a 401. Whether it's the big company 401 or whether it's your self-directed 401 trust, which we think is the ultimate investment tool, and we'll go into that later on the show today. In any event, here on the Be a Planner Show, we discuss tax planning strategies for investors that primarily are or have decided that real estate, specifically real estate private partnership syndications, are the best way for them to either catch up on their retirement wealth accumulation or generate, you know, more cash flow for purposes of their retirement fund go forward, or to actually pay themselves. With the 401 trust, you control the bank account. You decide who, when, where, how much to write the checks to, including yourself at the point or whenever you're willing to pay some tax and or penalty if you're under 59 and a half. Let me repeat that. If you're under 59 and a half, how many ways can you get money out of your big company 401k plan if you're not at least 59 and a half? And I'm not talking about hardship provisions. I'm talking about writing yourself a check. It is the 401 that pays you, the 401 trust, when you're ready. You control that. You have the checkbook, et cetera. In any event, I want to elaborate on the disclaimer real quick, as I do every week when we're getting started, that just because you listen to the show today or look at our website, which I would invite you to do, it is baplanner.com. And if you'll go to the bottom of that homepage, you'll see a 401 math illustration of a one set of facts that we looked at for someone that had a $350,000 account. But in any event, picking up, just because you look at our website, you leave us a voicemail, or you see us on a YouTube video, a podcast, etc., we are not your tax advisor until we've engaged, you've paid us a chunk of money, we have your facts and circumstances in hand, and we can give you an answer besides maybe, which is the answer that I'm going to give on most tax questions, me and other CPAs, because we don't know the specific, or until we know the specific facts and circumstances. The other thing I was going to mention is that, our firm is what we call a planner. We try not to be the reporter. We will be the reporter if we need to protect our planning strategies. We'd much prefer to work with your reporter if you have a good one. Happy to make that assessment for you by reviewing some of the prior year tax returns you have. But in any event, we can create more value for you, provide more value if we plan ahead for next year and the next 10, 15 years. There's many things that we can do for almost anybody. I mean, obviously, the more income you have, the more opportunities we have to take advantage of the green lights or the red lights we can turn red on under that 70,000-page tax code we know as the Internal Revenue Code. And by understanding which code sections to execute under, depending on what you're investing in, we can generate some additional tax leverage is what I call it, which is the ability to use someone else's money, in this case the government's, to invest in real estate. And contrary to what some of you may hear when you go to the meetings with the real estate mentor platforms, there's an abundance of bad advice that's dispensed on the tax front, even from some of the CPAs that serve as vendors, CPAs and attorneys that you would think would know better. And it makes you question what else they're telling you that might not be exactly right. But I've heard it from many CPAs and attorneys that, why would you invest your retirement funds in real estate? You don't get any of the benefits, any of the tax benefits. Well, one, that's wrong. You absolutely do get some of the tax benefits. In fact, you get the same ones you get if you buy it outside the IRA, but you get a significant other benefit called retirement wealth, or wealth as the case may be, because you didn't hand your 30 to 40, maybe even 50% if you're in a state like California or New Jersey, New York, to the IRS. And I'm often reminded of the, for those of you that are my age, let's just say we're in our mature years, I'm 61 years old, you may remember the old Phil Hartman sketch on Saturday Night Live that was called Caveman Lawyer. It was one of the funniest sketches, I think, ever in Saturday Night Live, where the Hartman's dressed up as a caveman type figure, suit, but has the long hair and scraggly beard, and acts like, Your Honor, I just don't understand all these modern day issues. All I know is my client deserves $1 billion. And of course, he's the caveman lawyer. He said, I'm just a caveman. Well, I'm just a caveman accountant, and all I know is if you hand 30 to 50% of your family's net worth over to the IRS before you ever pull the trigger on investing any of your money, your retirement fund money, which is where most of our net worth is as Americans, you're going to be behind the guy that knows better and has someone, helping him understand how to execute under the right code section, to where you take that money that you're going to hand the IRS, and in the example there on my website, it's $95,000 approximately, and I will promise you, if you invest that money today instead of giving it to the IRS, over the rest of your life, it turns into millions, potentially, depending on how well you keep it invested. Anyway, I hear the music for the break. We'll be coming back. Any of you that have questions, the number to reach us today is 281-558-5738 or KSEB. We'll be right back after the break.
In a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military.
Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Dr. David Mobley is on call.
The purpose of the show is to take your calls and chat with you about your health care.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour.
And I want you to join me to talk about your health issues or somebody that you care about, something you've heard, something you've read, something you're curious about. I may or may not have an answer, but I'll give it the best shot that I can.
The Houston Methodist Health Hour, Monday and Tuesday afternoons at 1 on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, where this week I was getting ready to talk about what's gone on in Washington this week. And I don't know if you feel like I do, but I feel like now's the time to get started on some significant tax planning. And we have ways to take advantage of what's apparently getting ready to come down the pike here. And, of course, I say getting ready to. It's the infrastructure bill, which has passed in the Senate. Now it goes to the House. Has to be approved by the House. And it looks like, I think it's fleeting. It's, less than half a dozen people that now have significant power, because the number of Republicans versus Democrats in the House is such that I believe the Democrats only need to lose 3 votes, which I guess could probably happen. I don't know. The centrist Democrats, I think, are smelling blood in terms of the projects that they would like to see, and potentially dictate to everyone else in the Senate. It's really interesting how politics works, and I'll never forget. And of course, I go way back to the Ronald Reagan days and watching what I guess was referred to as true bipartisanship when he and Tip O'Neill buddied up for the Tax Reform Act of '86, which put most real estate, large real estate investors, out of business almost overnight, because of the way it treated losses. And, we've come full circle now, having gone through, multiple administrations since then that gradually restored a little bit here, a little bit there. And then finally under Trump, it's like, a fire hydrant of good things that resulted in the 2017 Act. And, of course, a lot of the 2017 Act, you need to understand, when it comes to the tax rates, tax brackets, they're going to revert back to where they were on 112026, regardless of what the Democrats, Republicans, or anyone else does. And that will be unfortunate for people that don't plan ahead now, because if you compare those brackets we had before, they're more elongated, I guess would be the first issue, meaning that there's much fewer of them, so they're wider brackets. And of course they go up in some cases significantly, depending on where you fit in the latest paradigm, right? So the issue is, can we outrun the change? And that's kind of an unknown right now, because we really don't know how fast this process will take place. And there's different constituencies. You hear people like the Speaker of the House, Ms. Pelosi, saying that she doesn't intend on taking up the infrastructure bill until the reconciliation bill, the big one, the $3.5 trillion, maybe more. I doubt it's going to be any less. And of course, nobody's worried about truly paying for it. There's a bunch of gimmicks that I think most people would agree that are in large measure what, quote, pays the payfers is how they say it now on all the spending. It's not investment. Don't fool yourself. It's spending. It's absolutely spending. And to call it anything else is just you're ignoring the reality. Congress rarely invests. They spend a lot of money, and that's evident by the near $30 trillion deficit we have in the budget that we, or the company's debt that we'll actually admit. It's really more in the $130 trillion range, not 30. And it's about 800 plus thousand for each one of us taxpayers. That's your share of it. And it's getting ready to go up quite a bit. So again, I couldn't care less what they're doing in Washington as long as they don't, you know, step on our ability to find those green lights and red lights we can turn red on under the code. And boy, do we have some nice ones for dealing with some of the changes that are taking place. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the 401k provisions of the code, and some of you may be surprised unless you've listened to the show. And you know, one of my issues with this show is I never know when it's somebody new. We get new listeners every week, judging from emails that I get. And so when I talk about a 401 trust, that's probably a foreign concept to many of the listeners. But I can tell you that it's the same code sections as the large company 401k. And you may know the self-directed 401 trust as the solo K. That's a term that most of the IRA custodians that market these documents will use. And that's, of course, a marketing term. It does not appear in the Internal Revenue Code, as does 401 trust, which is the reason I use it. But bottom line is the same rules apply. There's just one little difference, and it's huge. Well, there's a couple differences, and it's huge. One is that on all the discrimination testing, and I'm talking about discriminating between lower compensated employees or participants and higher, in the large company, you're typically going to be limited. Even though you've got the same maximum contribution levels, you'll rarely hit them because the lower compensateds don't contribute enough to the plan. Well, on the self-directed 401, which the IRS refers to, they also refer to it as a single employee retirement plan. Now think about that. A single employee, or it could be you and your spouse, that qualifies, where there's no custodian required, so you don't need a trust company, an IRA trust company involved. You become the trustee. You decide where, when, how much, and to whom you're going to invest with or to cut checks to, and when you're ready to pay some tax, if you're going to cut checks yourself. But otherwise, you're not paying any tax until that money comes out of the 401, stays, all the gains you experience off your investments stay in the trust, unlike the self-directed IRA, which pays a little thing called UBIT, or unrelated business income tax. But with regard to the 401, I'm going to keep referring to the single employee, because guess what? Guess how many votes you lose when you vote on a policy such as taking a distribution or assorted other issues, like maybe doing a Roth conversion, which is something that will save you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, if you do it right. Here is these rates go up, you know, the types of tax, whether it's capital gains or whether it's income or whether it's the net investment income, the Obamacare tax, all these things affect individuals a bit differently. But the bottom line is, if you're investing in private real estate partnerships or syndications, as we call them, you are investing in a private company. And the difference from a tax perspective, if you're doing a Roth conversion, between investing in a private company and investing in a mutual fund or a stock, something that's market-based where you have the ability to liquidate your investor very quickly, or eliminate, or liquidate your investment, I'm sorry, very quickly. You also have the ability, perhaps, to have a more sophisticated, and I use that term in the market sense, but investment team. In other words, if you invest in a private real estate partnership, you may be looking at simply one person or a team of three or four people would usually be the case, because, you know, that's the nature of the apartment business. And most of these investments are in apartments or multifamily. And, you know, so it limits the number of people that are going to be involved to a team of depending on how big the property is. If it's 100, 150 units, it may be one asset manager versus if you're, you know, working with a syndicator or sponsor that has, you know, 3,000 units across 10 properties, well, then they're going to have a team. So it varies. But bottom line is, if you're investing in Exxon, you don't have this issue at all in terms of who you're relying on to see that investment through. And that's good news potentially, but it's really not bad news on the private real estate partnership front. And once you understand the nature of the asset, you know, the multifamily asset, that apartment building, has very definable metrics. We know generally what to expect before we ever invest our money. It's not like an oil and gas well, where the last time I did that, I ended up with a bunch of water from, you know, 16, 17 years ago. I still get a bill every month for the water that the operator is carrying out of there. And it's not costing me any money. They're taking it out of, I guess, a minimal amount of oil revenues. But the point is, if you knew you were going to get water on the front end, you wouldn't stroke the check to do the investment. In the apartment business, you've got multiple resources to help assess the likelihood of success with any given project. I mean, first of all, you're going to vet the lead partner or sponsor, syndicator, to figure out, well, what else have they done in the past? How many finish lines have they gotten to? What's the nature of their focus on assets? Are they buying Class A, Class B, Class D apartments? All of those have different opportunities, and the timing on those different types of assets varies. I read an article this week that indicated that, you know, with the eviction and foreclosure moratoriums coming off, which I guess that's in question now, that the Class A apartment complexes are now going to be kind of the one that you want to consider the strongest, because they're going to come out pretty much unscathed when that process occurs, whereas the Class C's and D's, they're going to lose some tenants because some of those folks are, you know, well behind on rent, and now they're going to get evicted, or at some point. I think there's another delay. In any event, we've got another break coming up again. If you'd like to call me, 281-558-5738, or email me at nathan@npross.com, or shoot me a text at 713-782-1900. Be happy to take your questions. We'll see you right back.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
For many years, the Pine Box has been helping families gain insight into the often confusing and extremely expensive task of arranging a loved one's funeral. I have worked with Pine Box in the death of two family members because I know I can trust Chip Beresford at the Pine Box. He's the owner. To be sure that he walks me through that process and that I am prepared for the funeral and that I get the quality I seek without breaking the budget. Because it's a very difficult thing. No one wants to feel like a cheapskate handling a funeral of a loved one. But you also can't afford to go broke either. You know, funerals are statistically the third largest expense in someone's life. The Pine Box sells the same caskets and funeral merchandise that is offered at funeral homes, but at a tremendous savings, and delivery is immediate and free within the Houston area. Stop by one of the three Houston locations or visit their website, thepinebox.com, or call Chip directly at 1-888-PINE-BOX. That's 1-888-PINE-BOX. I trusted them, and you can. The Pine Box.
Want to get really growing? ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend provide a 1-2 punch that simply works. 80% of a plant's success rate depends on what's below the ground. Start with Organic Soil Complete. It's handcrafted from organic materials, including vegan compost, rose soil, and expanded shale. Perfect for your beds or containers, and is available by bulk or in bags. Then, feed your plants with our Organic Blend plant food. It's time-released and will not burn. Made with composted poultry litter, organic matter, calcium, molasses, and 11 species of mycorrhizal fungi. Sound delicious? Your plants will think so. This powerful organic combo, designed especially for gardening success in our area, will energize your green thumb as never before. So head out to the Arbor Gate, located in Tomball on FM 2920, a mile and a half west of Highway 249, or visit us online at arborgate.com.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And we've been discussing some of the ongoing news cycle on these tax rates, tax brackets, etc., that are getting ready to change. Apparently, assuming these tax bills go through, which I think is a pretty safe assumption, and in fact, this probably isn't the last one this year because there's another looming fight involving the annual budget collaterally with the debt ceiling. And of course, the Republicans are pretty much powerless to stop it other than to, you know, try to act like they didn't do this themselves when they were in control over the past several years. And it's, you know, Democrat or Republican is really simply a battle, as I've said before, it's a battle between how we're going to spend the money, not if we're going to spend it. And if you don't think that's correct, go back in history and look at how the budget swelled under both parties when they were in power. And, you know, the problem we've got now is somebody's got to pay for it. And we're looking at a point here in time, the math involved would suggest that sometime around 2029 to 2030, is when the wheels come off and we can't even pay the interest on the cumulative debt, which is scary because that's never happened. And if you think high tax rates are problematic, just wait until, you know, if we hit that point of insolvency and then we can no longer sell our bonds, our T-bills, then we got real problems. And that's going to be a depression that will be worse than any in our history, including the 1929. Time frame. So, you know, what do we do as planners? Well, we start looking at ways to minimize our tax hit as everybody else is paying more. And one of those ways is to consider doing a conversion of your pre-tax funds over to Roth. And what I'm getting ready to describe, I think you'll come to realize, is another reason. It's a huge exclamation point, if you will, on why you want to avoid bad advice when it comes to liquidating your retirement funds to invest in real estate or anything else. I mean, quite simply, you're giving away a huge chunk of your net worth, but it's much more than that. And I know this is a nuance, and I would challenge you ask your CPA some of these questions and see if they understand, if they even have a clue what the issue is that makes investing in private real estate partnerships just a great option for purposes of also synchronizing your lowest tax brackets and tax amounts due with respect to retirement funds. And none of the gurus, none of the investor mentors at the various real estate platforms, with the exception of one, and I'll full disclosure, I'm a member of the Total Wealth Academy, Steve Davis. Steve gets it. You know, you'll hear some of this strategy mentioned in his group and his meetings. I like Total Wealth Academy as a option for those that feel compelled to join a mentor program. As Steve and I have discussed on the air before, he's on the show a bit. In today's world, you don't have to join a mentor or investor platform to invest in private placements. It's changed a lot over the last few years. You can invest directly with some syndicators or sponsors, but I think Steve will give you some good reasons for his specific platform as to why you might still want to, as do I. Okay, there's reasons why we join these platforms. I was a member of one of the platforms for 18 years before parting ways a couple years ago. I was also a vendor with that group, and actually I was the first vendor with that group, so I worked with a lot of members over that 18 years with their investing their retirement funds and syndications. I understand syndication documents inside and out, understand how to review operating agreements. I can show you where the snakes are buried. We can discuss concepts like waterfalls, returns on your capital instead of your capital, and how that impacts assorted distributions from capital events, from sales or exits. And I'll give you a real good idea of what you're signing up for on any specific syndication. And then I'll also help you analyze ones that you come up with on your own through these assorted syndicators that you can invest directly with. But bottom line is, the biggest, I think it's just an amazing opportunity for folks that have decided that the REP, the real estate private partnership, is the vehicle of choice, is that now, after you've rolled your money over to the self-directed 401, and now you're considering the optimal amount of Roth conversion. And let me explain what I mean by that. For some people, the optimal amount may be the total they have. If they have the cash outside the 401, is preferable to pay the tax at the highest bracket, 37%. That still may be optimal compared to what's coming. It depends on who you want to believe. David Walker, the former comptroller of the currency, has been preaching for a while that the tax rates will have to double if we're going to take care of the deficit. And he doesn't mean just pay the interest. He means get a handle on ongoing spending to eliminate the deficit, like we did in the Clinton era. You may recall we had budgets that had surpluses, although I think there was some accounting gimmickry there. But we got the same accounting gimmickry now, and maybe more so. But in any event, if you look at the current brackets, up to the 24% bracket, most people can offload a bit from their pre-tax 401 over to the Roth at a 24% rate. That goes up. Married filing joint, that's almost $330,000. And so when I think about optimizing, typically I'm looking at keeping a client within that 24% incremental bracket. You could go as high as 32, I suppose, which gets you on up about another $100,000 to the $418,000 level. But when you look at the effective tax rate, because you're blending the 10, 12, 22, 24% brackets, et cetera, gets you what I think of to be as a reasonable toe in the pond, so to speak, or foot in the pond, where you're saying, hey, I'm gonna get these dollars converted over to Roth and I'm talking about a Roth 401 now, which is part of every 401 trust that we execute with our clients. It's not part of every solo K. You need to check if you're going to do this on your own. But in any event, you're being able to pay tax at that bracket is pretty significant given what the rates are going to be at some point here in the near future. The other thing I'm going to mention is that the real opportunity is now that you've invested your money, after you do the rollover, you invest your money in real estate assets like apartment buildings through private syndications, you may be surprised at how much money you will save doing the Roth conversion. And you would ask, well, why is that? If I've got, let's call it $500,000, let's make the math easy, and you roll the money over and you invest $500,000 in private placements or, again, real estate private partnerships, you're probably thinking that's worth $500,000 still, like it was when you had it at Schwab or wherever your company has their 401 administered, and you had it in market-based assets. And yet I would tell you that when you look at the risk factors of any private company investment, not just a real estate project, a dollar is not worth a dollar. And you would say, why? Well, you got to look at the risk factors. And when you look at, I'm going to just read you the major ones because they're in every private placement memorandum you're going to pick up, or they better be. You've got the big one is the company has no track record. Okay, well, that is a risky proposition if you don't know what we know, which is we know that an apartment building is a better asset than a 10 or 15-year operating history in many businesses, okay? That apartment building, again, the National Apartment Association, the Texas Apartment Association, the Houston or Dallas or Phoenix Apartment Association, they track the statistics on their members, you know, 45,000-plus members. We know about what that property can generate, okay? It's not rocket science. The difference is finding that syndicator that can squeeze out an extra percent or two of cash flow, because that's, in terms of the valuation, that's worth a lot of money. And so that's what we're all seeking, is trying to vet the lead and figure out who those folks are that are just a little bit above average. But anyway, the company has no track record. Big discount. The success of the company depends on the manager's abilities. The lack of control and limited voting rights, another big one. Here's a huge one. Limited transferability or liquidity. That is anywhere from a 15 to 25% discount in value on its own. And I'm going to tell you that shouldn't scare you, because all investments have risk. And at least in the private real estate partnership market, you know who you're dealing with. Typically, you've met the lead partner. You may have walked some of his existing properties. You may have walked this one. You know, the various syndicators or lead partners operate differently. But suffice it to say that for you to take all these risk factors, and there's 20 more. I'm not going to go into all of them, but I guess I'm going to just suggest to you that your $500,000 fair market value between willing buyer and a willing seller when your funds were at Schwab is now worth maybe $150,000, maybe. And again, that shouldn't scare you. That should be screaming opportunity to you in terms of your cost to convert your retirement dollars over to Roth and then never, ever, ever pay tax again on the returns off those investments or the capital itself if and when you take it out. That is a major opportunity, especially in light of what's getting ready to happen. It's not maybe, it has to happen. It's just the math that's going to require us to raise our rates. And this Roth conversion is one of the low-hanging fruits that can help mitigate your tax risk. And there's a couple other things I'll go into when we get back. It's just icing on the cake. We're coming up to the last break. You've got one more segment if you want to call in and ask questions. 281-558-5738.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Lawless leftists running wild all over Texas. They've decided to issue mask mandates in violation of Governor Greg Abbott's executive order. You and your family will suffer because of these mandates. But many of us were shocked to learn that there are no penalties for ignoring lawful orders given by the governor's office. Why not break the law if there are no consequences? Who's really in charge in Texas? You tell me, coming up at the Chris Salcedo Show. See you at 7 after Lance on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Nothing says home like a hearty meal with family and friends. Since 2011, the Gary Sinise Foundation's Serving Heroes program has shown gratitude to our nation's defenders by offering them a taste of home. This year, we're partnering with the Bob Evans Our Farm Salutes program to help serve even more meals to service members as they return home or continue to serve overseas. Look for Bob Evans Purple Packaging and visit ourfarmsalutes.com to learn more about how you can help serve our service members.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. We're into the final segment now. Again, if you want to call and ask a question or email me, either way is fine. 281-558-5738 or email to Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. We were talking about the Roth conversion as we took the break, and I wanted to give you just a couple other issues as to why the Roth 401 is, in the case of real estate private partnerships, a better option than the Roth IRA. And what I'm getting ready to tell you will probably come as a surprise to many people. I talk to people all the time that think that the Roth IRA is tax-free, doesn't incur any taxes. And that's generally true, except when you invest your Roth IRA, or any IRA for that matter, in real estate private partnership syndications, or any real estate that has debt, has a mortgage. And I can tell you right now, if you're going to be a real estate investor, you will never, ever, ever purchase a property that doesn't have a mortgage, or you'll add a mortgage shortly after you pay cash for it if you go that route. But bottom line is, leverage is how we make money. Yeah, we've got lenders that'll loan us money at, I don't know, I think I've seen some rates here on some multifamily transactions now, and single, down in the high twos, low threes. Well, think about that. That's a party, a lender, that's given you 80% or more of the capital to go buy that asset, and all they're going to take out of that is 2 or 3%, or let's call it high two, low three, type percentage cost. Who gets the rest of the profit that's generated on that 80% chunk of the real estate? Well, you do. That's the beauty of leverage. And the same concept applies to the tax leverage that we can create by understanding which section of the tax code to execute our investments under. The difference is it's even better because you're not paying anybody even the interest, or, you know, the 2 to 3%, that's staying with you and your family's net worth. And someday you're going to pay the tax on that money. And again, that's assuming you do the Roth conversion. If you do the Roth conversion, you'll pay it now. If you wait until later to let the government know how much their chunk is by actually taking the money out, that defines it, then you'll pay whatever rates are up to at that point. But I don't think there's any question they're going to be higher. Just for people that don't understand, we are at the historical low of the tax rates in our lifetime. They've never been lower than they are right now for most people. And so, you know, when I talk about taking advantage. I mean, there's several ways we're taking advantage if we get out ahead of this, let's call it a tax train that's coming down the tracks, and do the conversion. So the 401 or the Roth 401 does not pay the unrelated business income tax that I mentioned earlier. That's a huge difference between the 401 and the IRAs. And again, it's both sides of the 401, the pre-tax as well as the Roth side, are exempt from that unrelated business income tax on passive real estate investments. There are other reasons that you would pay it. For instance, if you purchase an interest in a self-storage project that rents U-Hauls and sells packaging supplies, provides logistical services, moving services, that's a trader business. Even though it involves you renting 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 units, the IRS views that as a trader business, much like my two fully furnished temporary housing venues in San Antonio, call them boutique hotels. We're down in the King William and the Lavaca neighborhoods, the two, I guess, oldest historic districts in San Antonio. In fact, King William's the oldest historic district in Texas. It was the first. But in any event, those are reported on my tax return as trader business income, not as rental real estate. So those would not be good options for using 401 money, because all of a sudden now you're paying two rounds of tax, just like the self-directed IRA does now. The IRA pays a round of tax each year that there's taxable income generated, and then, of course, you pay tax again. A couple other perks of the 401 trust while we're talking about it, and again, it's the same rule as the larger plans that you may be participating in at your company. There is a loan provision, the same $50,000 max, 50% of the account balance or $50,000 max that you can utilize, which is able to be spent on anything you want to spend it on. It's got to be paid back over 5 years, 60 months, at an interest rate that's reasonable, usually 1 point over prime is what we suggest. And so, you know, the differences don't stop there. There's other differences. For instance, as a self-employed person, you know, you have to have some self-employed income here to qualify, which we can help you understand your options there. There's many ways with a side gig to qualify. And then assuming your side gig is your main gig, like I as a CPA or an attorney, a real estate broker or agent that gets 1099s. Anybody that gets a 1099 is self-employed, whether you understand that or not. With regard to the IRS, you're self-employed. And you may be surprised to learn that the limit you can put into this self-directed version of the 401, and again, it's the same as the big company plan. It's just you'll never get there because the average employee contribution doesn't rise high enough. But we can put up to, this year, $64,500 in contributions. You can either do that on a deductible basis, or you can do $25,000 as a Roth, and then we can do the mega backdoor Roth strategy where we make a non-deductible contribution up to the 64.5 over and above the 25, and then we immediately convert that to the Roth side of the plan. There's no tax paid because we didn't get to deduct it. So think about that. $64,500 can go into your plan this year on a non-deductible basis, where none of that money or the ensuing earnings stream over the rest of your life will be taxable. That's a way to build wealth. And that strategy is not a DIY strategy. That said, it's your God-given right as an American to try it on your own. But there's major penalties if you get it wrong. And it's easy to get wrong in terms of the advice that you'll get from non-tax professionals, and even I think most CPAs that I know have never stepped through an actual Roth conversion on a mega backdoor Roth with a solo K or a 401 trust, as I call it. So anyway, I want to just mention before we sign off for today that if Any of you are looking for help of this nature, again, we're planners. We work at the intersection. It's a four-way stop of real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation and planning, private syndications involving real estate assets, and most importantly, as we're sitting here today, we understand and help you deploy zero tax math strategies. And that's got to be your focus because the taxes must go up. It's just math. And so if you want someone that understands those competing issues and constituencies, we'll be happy to work with you. Go to our website. You'll see at the top a link to intake forms. If you'll complete those forms to give me enough information about you and your family's tax attributes, I'll be happy to complete a custom 401 math illustration to show you what your specific facts and circumstances will generate going forward, including when you can retire. You know, we love the fact that some platforms in town will tell you can retire in 2.5 years to 5 years. On average, it's just having hundreds of clients in that group. Myself, I'm still looking for the first one that retired in 2.5 to 5 years unless they had $1 million or more in retirement funds or they deployed the 401 trust strategy. You know, we could actually get you there potentially if you pick the right partnerships to invest in and your definition of retirement is, you know, more than $60,000 a year. Otherwise, you got to have $1 million just to generate the $60,000 after tax if it's not in a 401 trust because you're starting off with, you know, two-thirds of that once you write the check to the IRS. We help you avoid that. It's much more pleasant having that extra capital, 30 to 50% invested in real estate private partnerships. And again, it's absolutely the best space to be in. I think the mentor programs have identified that. I agree with them totally. I just do not agree that the best strategy is to give 30 to 50% of your net worth to the IRS to get started. That's insanity, absolute insanity, and it's lack of knowledge. And I, again, look at the illustration. I'll show you on that illustration, bottom left corner, key metric number 5, that decision for you to part with $95,000 approximately of your tax dollars today cost you $22 million plus dollars over the next 30 years. And I know you think, gee, Nathan, that's impossible. No, it is. And I'll show you on your set of facts what it translates to. It may be more, maybe less, but it's a lot of money. It's like winning the lottery. So anyway, hear the music. We're going to be finished here shortly. I just want to thank you for tuning in. And again, questions, Nathan@npross.com. Look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.